Chapter 7. Dock Diving for Answers.
"Hey," said Benny. "Here come Marianella and Goyo."
The children and Watch greeted the newcomers. The dogs pawed at each other and played like they'd been friends for years. The children told Marianella about finding her sister Adelita and the backpack falling out of her airplane. Then they told her about Watch finding the silver earring. "Wow, you have been busy," said Marianella. "That is great news that Adelita is innocent." Violet looked down sadly. "What's wrong, Violet?" asked Marianella.
"Actually, we wanted to talk to Jason," said Henry. "Is he coming back here too?"
"Jason took Bounce down to the lake to practice dock diving," said Marianella. "The lake is straight down that path." She pointed. "It's not very far. What's up?" Marianella looked at Violet, but Violet looked away.
"We just want to talk to him," said Jessie.
"Okay, then let's go," said Marianella. She led the Aldens down the path to the lake. She looked back at Violet as she trailed behind her brothers and sister and wondered what was wrong. Watch walked at Violet's side and kept nudging at her hand.
"There's Jason," said Henry. "He's on the dock, and Bounce is with him."
The children walked to the dock and waved when Jason saw them. Bounce raced down the dock to greet Watch. They wagged their tails and sniffed each other.
"Dogs make friends so easily," said Benny.
"And they remember their friends, too," said Jason. "Nice to see you again, Benny. Are you here to teach Watch dock diving?"
Henry looked at Violet. She was staring at Jason's ear.
"We wanted to ask you a question," said Henry.
It's about a dog that needs to learn how to dock dive," blurted Violet.
She smiled.
"Well, okay," said Jason, laughing. "Let Bounce and me show you. Come on, Jessie. Since you're Watch's handler, you should be the one to teach him."
Jessie shook her head at Violet, wondering why her sister hadn't asked Jason about the earring. She followed Jason and Bounce to the end of the dock. Watch was ahead of them all, barking and racing back and forth.
"Look at Watch," said Benny. "He's ready to dock dive."
"He sure is," said Violet. "Jason will be a good teacher."
"Why didn't you want to ask Jason about the earring, Violet?"
Henry asked. Violet watched as Jason gave instructions to Jessie. She smiled again.
"Because I know it's not his," she said. "I remembered something."
"Oh, I know,"
said Benny.
"I remember, too."
"What did you two remember?"
Henry asked, smiling at his younger siblings.
"Jason only likes gold jewelry,"
said Benny.
"That's right," said Violet. "He wore only gold yesterday, and today he has just gold on again. He's also wearing a gold and turquoise earring. I saw it just now."
"Hmm," said Henry. "Well, maybe he wears silver sometimes. We could show him the dragon earring and see what he says."
"Okay," said Violet. "But I don't think that it's Jason's earring."
"Hey!"
yelled Benny.
"They're gonna start!"
Henry, Violet, and Benny watched in wonder as Jessie yelled, "One, two, three, go!" Three things happened at once. Watch and Bounce raced toward the end of the dock when Jessie let them go. Jason tossed a red rubber float toy into the water. Watch and Bounce leaped after.
"Good dog, Watch!"
Jessie yelled. Watch swam to the floating toy and grabbed it before Bounce could get there. Then Watch turned and paddled back to the dock. Bounce splashed after him, barking happily. Jessie hugged and petted her soaking wet dog when he climbed back onto the dock. She was proud of how Watch had caught on to dock diving so quickly. The rest of the Aldens joined them on the dock and cheered.
"That was terrific," said Jason. "Watch caught on right away. Good job, Watch. You too, Jessie."
Henry and Violet looked at each other, and Henry nodded.
"Jason, we have something to show you," said Violet.
She pulled the silver dragon earring from her pocket.
"Watch dug this up near the site where he found the yellow backpack."
"Wow," Jason said. He took the earring from Violet's hand and looked at it closely. "This is beautiful.
Look at the fine detail. You can even see scales on the dragon's body."
Jason turned the earring over in his hand.
"This is handmade, using lost wax casting."
"Lost what?"
Benny asked.
"Lost wax," said Jason. It's a process to make jewelry pieces like this. The artist creates the form out of wax. It's shaped and carved. Then the wax piece is set in a container and a mixture poured over it. The mixture hardens into a mold. Then the wax is burned away or lost in a hot kiln. The artist pours hot liquid metal, like gold or silver, into the mold. The metal takes the wax shape that was left behind.
Oh, so the wax really is lost, said Violet.
That's right, said Jason, and then replaced.
Do you make lost wax pieces like this one?
Violet asked. She loved the jewelry that Jason wore, especially the blue turquoise. Yeah, I do, for other people. But I never wear silver, said Jason. I'm allergic to it. Plus, I really like gold. Jason studied the earring again. You know, this piece looks like one of Twyla's designs.
But it was nothing like anything else we saw in the yellow backpack, Henry said. Those pieces all had gems and were made of gold.
Then the thief who stole the backpack must have lost this earring, said Jason.
So, the thief was already a fan of Twyla's handcrafted jewelry creations, said Violet. That's interesting.
I think you have a clue, said Jason. You just need to find the owner of this earring. Perhaps Twyla will remember who she sold it, or the pair, too. Do you want me to take you back to her store? Asked Marianella.
Sure, said Henry. We'll see if she remembers.
We also need to talk to Rick again, Jesse reminded her brother.
Oh, that's right, said Henry. We should go there first, if Marianella doesn't mind dropping us off at the airport.
No problem, said Marianella. Looks like you have a busy day ahead of you, said Jason. Come back any time to practice more dock diving.
We will, promised Benny. And if it's warm enough, I'll dock dive too.